Now, Movie Show Plus presents This Weekend at the Movies with Greg Russell. Sponsored in part by Wigley's famous Eastern Market corned beef. Now, with the best viewing in the stream and on the screen, here are Paul W. Smith and Greg Russell.
All right, welcome in. Brought to you by Wigley's famous Eastern Market corned beef. Spring into action and order up some Wigley's corned beef hash at Jagged Fork's brand new location in Dearborn Heights. See how they're serving up Wigley's at Jagged Fork's five other locations as well at jaggedfork.com. We say good morning to Greg Russell. Gregory, happy Friday to you.
And happy Friday to both of you. Glad to be here. And we have got some fun stuff for this weekend coming up.
I can't wait to hear all about it. Where do you want to start?
Maybe we'll start with the big one. Okay. John Wick 4. Wow. It is 2 hours and 48 minutes. But it is like the quickest 2 hours and 48 minutes because the action starts right after the opening titles all the way through the closing credits. I mean, it's one of those where I was fortunate enough to interview Keanu a couple of weeks back about this movie. In real life, he would have got hit once and that would have been it. That would have been the end of the movie. But he gets beat up, thrown over buildings, hit by trucks, run over by dogs, and just gets up and does a little thing to his head and neck, and then continues to go after the people.
He blew up in the Hindenburg. Everything happens to this guy. As Sean went and saw the movie yesterday.
I couldn't agree with you more, Mr. Russell. It was unbelievably quick. When I looked at I was like, it's 6 o'clock already? You mean I've been in the theater for 3 hours, you know, including the previews? It is, if you love the genre, you'll love this movie.
And absolutely. And, you know, that's what I tell people a lot of times. And they say, well, does it have, I said, you know, you've seen the John Wick movies before. You know what you're going to get. You know what it's all about. Don't necessarily go in looking, I need a dramatic 20 minutes. Well, you're not going to find it here. Even close.
How does this rank to the others for you?
Gosh, they all just continue to keep getting bigger and bigger. I mean, this one was bigger to me than the third and all like that. But, you know, it's just unbelievable because even used a line to him. Remember the movie Blazing Saddles and Gene Wilder's character, the Waco Kid?
I mean, yeah.
Remember he said that great line about, I killed more men than Cecil B. DeMille?
Yeah.
And I told Keanu, I said, well, I think John Wick now beats Cecil B. DeMille.
That's great. I can't wait to see it.
How many Wigglies do you give it?
Oh, let's see. Out of our, what is it, four Wigglies? We definitely will give it a, you know, 3.5 Wigglies.
Oh.
You know, so, like you said again, like you mentioned, Sean, if you like this type of movie, you're going to have a good time.
Awesome. All right, what else you got on tap?
Another new movie called A Good Person. This one was written and directed by Zach Braff. It stars Florence Pugh, Morgan Freeman, and also Molly Shannon. And it's one of those films where it starts out, you see everybody's got a great family life. Florence Pugh is engaged to Morgan Freeman's grandson. They're getting ready to have this perfect life. Next thing you know, an accident happens. And I think I can say this part because enough has been said about it, so it's not giving anything away. Her fiance's sister and a cousin are in the car with her, and they both get killed. And so the girl all of a sudden believes everything is her fault. And just almost like in the blink of an eye, she goes from this, you know, happy-go-lucky, ready to take on the world person to this young lady who all of a sudden gets hooked on the opioids after the accident, and just her life begins to go down. But then, so how families do work out things.
All right, where is this streaming, and how many Wigglies are we giving it?
This one, let's see, out of our four, three.
Three
Wigglies.
All right.
It's all active, especially with Morgan Freeman. You'll love that.
I mean, anything with Morgan Freeman, I'm on board with.
There you go.
Greg Russell, thanks so much. Appreciate you. Have a good weekend, my man.
You guys, too. Great being on with you.
All right, there he is, Greg Russell. All right, so John Wick, it's for real.
Loved it.
We got to go?
Go see it.
Okay.
The whole scene in Paris, which is about an hour of movie, is just nonstop.
Really?
It's incredible. It's literally nonstop.
Oh, awesome. All right, all talk. Tom Jordan, Kevin Dietz, coming up next right here on WJR. Have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday.